There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
In another hour of the Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Live from Tioga, North Dakota today, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And you'll find out, by the way, about all kinds of events, picking up the patch events that are happening around the area. We were in Dickinson yesterday telling you about their effort. The good folks at Marathon Oil had quite a crew, about 100 folks out picking up the patch, and there's a number of those that are happening. The full citywide event in Dickinson happens today with pickup day as well down there, cleanup day in their city, and a lot of them happening all throughout the patch. Bismarck, Williston, and all parts in between. Tioga has one here coming up, so make sure you check that out as well at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're coming to you today live at the Tioga Aero Center. This is a new addition to Tioga and the Municipal Airport. Kathy Nesset is here to tell us a little bit about that. And, of course, Kathy, you know from our conversations over the years, is with Nesset Consulting Services. There's a lot of work for the oil industry and geological services. Kathy, nice to see you.
Good morning, Scott.
Congratulations on this facility, another nice addition to Tioga, North Dakota.
Another nice thing to put the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga, on the aviation map at this time.
Exactly right. And just an amenity that goes to, you know, especially in the aviation world, something that's pretty much considered a necessity. If planes are going to land here, they want to have some basic services. And previously you didn't have them here. You do now, in addition to having a very nice airport. So I imagine that'll be helpful in getting more folks in here easily.
I believe so. I really see this as a upgrade for the whole community of Tioga with the services that we've added here on the ground. It's about safety. It's about service. It's about furthering our community.
The aviation community is really a close-knit group, isn't it?
Very close-knit group.
Yeah, and a neat family kind of like atmosphere to them. So I'm sure word will spread quickly among them that they can come in here and enjoy some of the amenities they have in bigger communities, which is great.
It really is. And to have this set up, we welcome everybody out this afternoon for our grand opening from 3 till 7 p.m. We have a program. We have a nice barbecue meal with a special by Hometown Elegance. And my son, R.C., is deep frying turkeys. So we will have some good food to eat. We're going to have a static air display here. We're going to have the Disney Planes movie at 6 p.m. for the children. A good time for everyone.
You know how to throw a good party, as we found out during the Million Barrel Celebration and many other occasions since. So I hope folks get a chance to take that in. We've been talking about that over the last couple of days. It starts at 3.
3 p.m.
Right? People can just walk around, look at all the static displays.
Absolutely.
How many different planes do you have coming in?
We have, I anticipate somewhere 6 to 8 planes or so. And, of course, we welcome all of the flying public to come to arrive and join us.
Yeah, so come on out for the fun and explore the new facility and take a look around. And folks in and around Tioga will love the airplane displays as well. The program, the ribbon cutting, the dedication, and a tribute to veterans, huh?
We always tribute to our veterans, and they will be posting the colors, the Pledge of Allegiance, and my hat is always off to our fine military, and we do want to recognize our veterans.
That'll be great. That's at 4, and then at 5, R.C.'s turkeys, huh?
R.C.'s turkeys are coming out of the cooker, and 5 o'clock supper, Hometown Elegance with some nice kebabs and just a great meal for everyone.
Now, where are you going to show the movie?
The movie will be down to the east in the Energy View Hangar, which is our hangar. We have a big screen up on the wall. We're going to have some aviation videos to watch prior to the movie, and that is also the location for the static display for the airplanes. Minot Aero is good enough, Warren Peach, and Brian will be over here to bring some of their aircraft over. I believe we have a Mustang coming in, a CJ, which is a Citation small jet that will be coming in, and we'll show some different services. We have skydivers here. It will be a fun day.
All right, that'll be great. The Disney movie Planes will be the one that will be shown. So that'll be good for the kids and free popcorn down there. That's at 6, by the way. All the details at TiogaAero.com, where you can call them here at 664-3012. if you're interested. But it's all free and open to the public and a great time to celebrate and just another neat thing to do. How is Tioga doing? How is, obviously there's been, a bump in the road, I think is my favorite description of what has happened here of late, due mainly to oil prices. But how's Tioga faring through all that?
Tioga is doing great. We have a new medical facility that is under construction. We have a grade school under construction. We have apartments, businesses continue to build. Yes, it is a bump in the road, and we do deal with this. I take this time and these slowdowns, times to catch our breath, tighten in on our quality control of the work that we do out on the rigs, geosteering these wells for the oil company. So this is a great time for us to regroup and to strengthen our services. So as the oil price and the activity picks back up a little bit, we are ready to go bigger and better than we were before.
Yeah, you hear that a lot. People just say you get a chance to do things you just in the middle of a very busy time. You don't get a chance to do some of those things that help you get better in the long run, right? So, I mean, that's the silver lining in all this, I guess, right?
You know, Scott, that is the silver lining, and we've learned this, we've done this, we've been through these times, and we will come out bigger, better, and stronger for it. And I know that as an industry, as I work with the Petroleum Council and in the member companies, that we are a very resilient industry. This country needs safe domestic energy, and our oil and gas being produced here, you know, feed this nation, fuel this nation, and keep us energy independent and secure, along with that of the good work of our military and our veterans.
What's the number that gets North Dakota back to that sort of healthy, active pace with the industry? Obviously, some folks might argue that the peak of this was just so much, so fast, and this is now a chance to catch up. So when you come back up, you're ready for whatever comes. But is there a price point on oil, you think, that gets activity back to a comfortable level?
I think we're nearing on to it. We're in the upper 50s right now. I think when we start seeing crude oil up in the mid-60s to $70 a barrel, that's probably going to be somewhere what we would anticipate as a comfortable number. Possibly higher. The unknown out there is how chaotic this world is in this day and age. And any event globally could change that. But I say in the scheme of the supply and demand and free market system, I anticipate to see good things happening here, you know, before the end of 2015 and a gradual uptick in the price of oil. And this is just my own ideas and thinking where we are headed. But I think if we get back up towards that $70 crude, we'll be very comfortable as an industry.
And is that then bring, again, in the neighborhood of 200 rigs? Does that stand rigs back up and get to that level of activity?
You know, it's a good point that you bring up, because as I go around the state and fortunate enough to do some small plane flying when I go to meetings and some of the different boards that I serve on, I see rigs out there and driving around the country. I see rigs stacked. Now, they haven't left North Dakota. They are here. They are ready to go again. So, yes, I do see that rig count coming back up into the upper, 150 to 200 rigs back going again.
And given the quick reaction from the rather sudden and unexpected drop in the price that did happen here, there is some nimbleness that has caught the attention of other oil and producing countries, really, right? Because, you know, we did something that was unbelievable to ramp back down. Then, like you say, the rigs are here, can ramp back up. That bodes well for the future and wherever commodity goes, right?
Absolutely. And it bodes well for our nation as a whole. You know, what other nation in this global economy can do what America does? You know, whether we're talking the Bakken field here, the Eagle Ford down in Texas, the Marcellus in Pennsylvania and the eastern part of the country, very, very resilient, nimble industry that we work in. And it's difficult. It's trying. It's hard work. And I always admire the hard work of, you know, the roughnecks and the roustabouts and the guys and the gals out there doing the work on the rigs, the production side of it and all. And they will, you know, be ready to ramp things right back up.
I don't hear much in the way of significant layoffs, despite, obviously, as you say, rigs laying down, which means I think it's 177 employees per rig. So when you have that many less of them, there's a fair amount of folks out there. But is that a recognition that people see this as a temporary bump in the road, that they're hanging on to staff?
I do, Scott, and I think that is the nature of our business. I think what companies do is they're probably doing similar things to what I am. You know, primarily our crews at NESA Consulting are on the drilling side. We are on the drilling rigs, geosteering these wells. We do everything we can to rotate our guys through, keep everybody working with at least some work so that they can pay the bills, and I know other companies that do the same. Once again, I welcome people from other states who are coming to North Dakota to help us here in North Dakota to develop this great resource. But I do also know that it has been a hardship for some. And people are being, I say, repurposed in other jobs.
And waiting for that price to come back and those rigs to stand up. Absolutely. Kathy Nessers is here, by the way. If you have a question or comment, it's welcome. It's 701-258-0550. And I have a couple more questions. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind, live from the Tioga Aero Center grand opening today. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 662237 extension 129.
We are back live at Tioga. Grand opening of the Tioga Aero Center is happening. A grand opening and flying of this afternoon. 3 o'clock is when the festivities kick off with tours and airplane displays, and at 4 o'clock a program of ribbon cutting, the dedication, a little tribute to veterans, a free meal at 5, catered by the Hometown Elegance Group, and then at 6 the Disney movie Planes will be shown in one of the hangars here with free popcorn. A lot of fun, family-friendly, good entertainment. Hope you folks come on out and take it all in today. Looking forward to doing that myself. We're chatting with Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting Services. In a moment, I'm going to have you put on your Board of Higher Education hat, if you don't mind. But I first want to ask you one question that we see in the news from time to time, and I know you've addressed this at the various information sessions that the Petroleum Council hosts, but it doesn't seem to go away, and it's heating up in Oklahoma, and that is folks tying fracking to earthquakes. Are earthquakes increasing in frequency for any reason whatsoever related to fracking?
No. I mean, it's really, I say no. Let me explain a little bit. And I did study this because when we had an earthquake, it was about 2 years ago, I think there was a 4.0 earthquake in North Dakota. And, of course, the first thing was, oh, fracking, you know, is the cause. And I thought, wow, I better study and brush up on what is going on. I do an article for the Bakken Breakout for the Bismarck Tribune. Happy to work for Catherine Smirnanik in that regard. And I wrote an article about dispelling myths of the Bakken. One of my articles was, does fracking cause earthquakes? And generally speaking, fracking happens in the top 2 miles of our Earth's crust. That's where the Bakken is, we're drilling and targeting is the top two miles. So that's about 10,000 feet. Earthquakes, for the most part, are generated about 500 miles below the surface, down at the boundary between the lithosphere and the asthenosphere of the Earth's crust. And that is where the energy and earthquakes take place. So what we're doing up at the top 2 miles, and we're talking 500 miles deep for the generating of the earthquakes, there has never been a correlation made between fracking and earthquakes. Now, there has been some studies done that the injection of waters into some of the underground formations, and that water injection, disposal of water, has added some lubricity and created more of a occurrence of seismic activity. I believe it's over in Ohio and that area of the country, and there has been a correlation, but the fracking process is not creating, is not causing the earthquakes.
What level does the disposal happen?
The level here in North Dakota is about 5,000 feet into the Dakota Formation. So you have your surface aquifers above 2,000, disposal from 5,000 to 6,000 feet, beautiful geology laid out, and 10,000 feet below the surface is where the Bakken is and Three Forks and where we're doing our fracking.
You're still hundreds of miles away from where the earthquake activity is generated.
Where most of the earthquake activity is generated. Now, there is, as you mentioned, Oklahoma, and they continue to study this. And I, as a scientist, agree. We should look at these things and study these, and we have to understand if there is a correlation, and we protect this beautiful earth that we live on. We're only here for a short time. We do have to protect it, but I know what oil companies are doing working fracking wells, and it is not related to seismic activity and earthquakes.
I want to chat with you a little bit about the Board of Higher Education, and the big news yesterday was obviously a new chancellor selected, but I also learned that another decision was made yesterday, and that is that you are the new president of the Board of Higher Education, so congratulations on that.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, that's great news. What are you most looking forward to tackling in that position?
I am most looking forward to this new chancellor, Dr. Mark Hagerot. He is a North Dakota native. I mean, he has come back, did his veteran. He's a military veteran. He's a Navy guy. He's been at the Naval Academy, a distinguished individual who is coming home to North Dakota, and he will take on the hat of chancellor. I look forward to working with Dr. Hagerot. I also look forward to this board that we have. We have, unfortunately, we're losing all our senior members this year with Grant Shaft and Terry Jelmstead at the end of their term. So we're really looking to a very young board, a very new board. I look forward to chairing that board and working in this great education system here in North Dakota. I know that we have good things ahead of us, and it's all about the students in North Dakota.
So a new president of the Board of Higher Ed, yourself, and a new chancellor, obviously a great opportunity to turn the page. And that's really needed, really, isn't it, in higher education and just sort of the you know, the don't know what the term is, but the turmoil and the difficulties and the change that has been the last number of years and the controversy. Do you think do you think that's in the rearview mirror?
I absolutely think it's in the rearview mirror, and I know the citizens of North Dakota want to continue to work towards a good, strong education system, and we have it. We have the tools to do it. We're coming into a rebuilding time. This is a time of rebuilding, doing good things. Our legislature was wonderful, through this session. They did a lot of work with, getting as much funding for education as they could. I look at what prior, chancellors and board members have done, and everybody has the students at heart. That is the crux. Keep the tuition costs down, be more diligent in creating a good system that provides success for our North Dakota students.
What's the biggest change in higher education? What's coming? What's around the curve?
I think for North Dakota, it's going to be a matter of keeping costs in line for the students, keeping the curriculum and the studies foremost. It's very important that we do that and get our students are the absolutely the best in the nation. Companies come here recruiting and trying to get these great talent that we have with our young people in North Dakota. And I am so thrilled to be working in this education system. And new, I think it is going to be to continue on the same track and better as far as getting our graduation rates and getting our students front and center in this in the global market.
You mentioned a few things about the new chancellor and what he brings. Didn't know he was a North Dakota native. Forgot that. That's a nice piece, right? But how did he just, was he the obvious choice and was it tough? I mean, a good talent pool that you had to choose from? Talk about the process.
Oh, the process was wonderful, Scott. And I have to tell you, when I went through, we had 21 applicants for this position. The State Board of Higher Education was the committee, was the search committee, along with an advisory team of 18 members. What a fantastic cross-section that we had. We also had listening sessions out at the college campuses. I went to Minot State and had a listening session. So the board members went out and got input from the students, from the faculty, from the colleges and universities, came together. Dr. Haggerett was obviously one of those first 21 applicants, and when I read his resume, he jumped out immediately. As the process unfolded and yesterday came down to the final day after, the process of trimming this list of 21 down to 3 finalists, and I will tell you that it was absolutely unanimous amongst the advisory members. Everyone had a chance to speak, and he rose to the top. We had three excellent candidates. 2 came high, and Dr. Haggerett was number 1.
That always makes you feel good to get to the end of the process.
Unanimous. Yeah. Unanimous decision.
That's great. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate the update on all.
Thank you.
Kathy Nesbitt, live at the Tioga Aero Center. Grand opening and fly-in starts at 3 today. Back to your calls after a short timeout. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before the top of the hour, back at Tioga at the Aero Center, we welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Open phone time till the end of the hour at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd. He has his phone right there in his hand. He's just staring at it, waiting for you to text him.
Well, actually, it is sitting on its back, but I am staring at it. It's 701-226-8503.
701-226-8503. All right. What do you think this is going to mean? News breaking during the show from the state's attorney in Baltimore that warrants have been issued for the six officers in the arrest of Freddie Gray. They're going to arrest them. They say there was no basis to arrest him. And they are what's bizarre here is, you know, they're saying I guess they're saying the officers caused the injuries. Now, I got to know a lot more about this. I understand that the injuries happened to him in the vehicle when there were no officers present. So that's a little odd. But set all that aside for a second in the investigation and everything else. By the way, she seemed flat out gleeful that these officers were getting charged, the state's attorney. It was very bizarre. I'm wondering what it's going to mean for Baltimore. I think this reignites everything, myself. I realize they have more presence there now with, you know, the National Guard, and they have curfews, and they have things a little bit under control. But I would venture to say the Al Sharptons of the world and the professional protesters are going to crank it up based on this news. You tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. Tom in Portland. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Portland, North Dakota, or where are you calling from,
Portland,
Tom?
Oregon.
Oh, Portland, Oregon. My goodness. Okay. Well, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yes. You were talking about the Air Museum that's opening up. And I thought I would put 2 cents in on that. There is a 100% totally solar-powered airplane now circling the Earth, and it will be landing in Hawaii on May 11th.
Would you fly in a solar-powered airplane, Tom?
Well, that's not the point. The point is that it proves that solar power is now useful for many things. Like, I spent last summer at a 100% solar-powered house in Freiburg, Germany. They had 100 solar panels on the roof. The house was making $350 a month income from solar. It's like having an oil well on your roof. We should be building more solar-powered houses here so that we can switch to solar as the rest of the world is switching to solar. Japan is going rushing totally towards solar. They've shut down all their nukes, and they say they're never going to open the nukes in Japan again. So I think this is a period in history. It's like the solar industrial change is happening now.
All right. But, Tom, you didn't think my question was relevant. I happen to think it is relevant just on the reliability. Would you fly in a solar-powered plane?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Right. Because the plane can fly perpetually. Even it's got batteries, and it flies constantly. The only problem they have with it right now, it's larger than a 747. It has 17,000 solar panels on the wings and the fuselage, and it is successfully flown around most of the world now. And the longest leg it's going to fly is the one from China to Hawaii, which they are now flying right now.
Very interesting.
You can look it up on the internet. You go to Solar Impulse 2, and they have a 24-hour television station broadcasting the flight worldwide.
That's interesting. My personal take is we ought to use every single energy resource that we have, without question. Now, the idea that somehow, solar-powered planes, especially given what you've just described, that it takes a 747-size plane to be able to have enough solar panels to make this viable suggests there's a lot of work to be done yet. And I happen to think the same thing is true in general in the solar industry. It's not large scale yet.
This is the Wright brothers model. This is model number two. They built it in Switzerland, and it's just trying to proof of concept thing.
Yeah. My point is, all of the above requires Wright brothers like ingenuity and tenacity. So because you got to start somewhere, but I don't think that means we're going to be boarding solar powered planes anytime soon to fly from point A to point B. It's a ways off, which is fine. What irritates me, honestly, Tom, is and this view, thankfully, is less prevalent in our part of the world than it would be probably in your part of the world, that there's some utopian magical. We just need windmills and we need solar powered planes, and then we won't need oil or we won't need coal. We need everything. If you look at our energy use today, and you look at our energy use 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, that we need it all. And coal. Some in the environmental extreme community hate coal. Why? I don't know. But we have the cleanest air in North Dakota. That was just affirmed again by the folks from the American Cancer Society or somebody, one of them, American Lung Association, I guess. I forget which, but the lung folks took a look at our air. Yeah, we have all this coal power generation, and it's affordable. We're exporting energy created by coal to states like Minnesota that have very affordable energy because of coal. So I don't want to pay more just so, somebody can make more money in a solar plant.
If you look at the solar-powered houses where I lived in last summer, you don't pay more for solar. Like in Germany, they've got it set up so that you actually make money from solar, so that the solar power will eventually pay the mortgage on the house. So
I think that's just a little bit past the Wright brothers on that regard as well. What I'm saying is, put it in the mix, no question. But the idea that we're ready to have it to replace anything, we're not. That's all I'm saying. I don't know that we're too far.
I agree. But we should try these other energies too. In Germany, I mean, this one farmer I talked to, he was so happy about it because he was making almost $500 a month from solar because he had solar panels on so many barns. The income from the solar paid off the panels, and it was going to pay off the mortgage on the farm. I mean, this is an incredible source of money and jobs and energy for the people of most of Europe now is doing it. Japan's doing it. Even China's doing it. We shouldn't be last in the game. We should start having a solar payment policy so that the utilities pay a reasonable fee, like 99 cents a kilowatt hour for harvesting solar energy and feeding it onto the grid. That way, homeowners will pay the mortgage using the sun.
Utopia. I love it. Tom, thank you for the call. We'll see if others agree or disagree on solar being ready for prime time at this point. But I appreciate your call and your enthusiasm on it. All of the above. Put it in the mix. Don't naively think it is ready for replacing anything that we currently use. That's my take. Am I right or wrong? You tell me. Fred Moorhead, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Yes, you can tell Tom is from Portland, Oregon, and not Portland, North Dakota.
Well, I asked at the beginning of the call, but it became a little evident later on with his enthusiasm for a green
energy. It's all a good idea in theory. Like you said, you put it in the mix. Everything, you can drill, baby drill for oil. You can have, gas. What is it? Where they get the natural gas from burning coal. You can put everything in there. But you have to be realistic about it. You have to look at the market. You have to look at what's going to support itself. And as of right now, solar and wind do not. I mean, look at all these green energy things that they had with Solyndra. That turned out to be nothing more than crony capitalism. Look at the wind towers over in Moorhead. You can sign up to them. Half the time they don't work. They're broken down. They're waiting for parts. And if you do sign up to make to feel good about it, you pay more for the electricity than you do if you don't. It has to be market driven. It has to be self sufficient. And until it becomes that way, it's not going to be successful, because like there's a lot of this stuff in Europe is supported by the governments. Without the money that the governments infuse into those programs, those things aren't self-sufficient. They're not going to work. You hit the nail right on the head, Scott. Would you fly in a solar powered airplane? Take that logic and apply it across the board. And
I don't want to pile on Tom, but he said, well, that's besides the point. But it's not, that is the point. I mean, at what point are you going to, so a 747 size plane is flying around because it needs that kind of size to have the panels on it right now. The point, I assume, is to ultimately, make it viable and have people be on it. But, when are they going to feel comfortable for it? It can be a while.
Or you can take the house in Germany that he keeps talking about with the solar panels. I don't know how many there were, but it sounded like the roof of the house, the barn, and everything else are covered in solar panels. All right, maybe it does produce $200 or $300 a month that they sell on the grid. But what do the panels cost to begin with? In other words, what's the payback? You got to live to be 150, 250 years old to get your money back, unless the government comes in, helps with the financing to begin with. Well, that's just another form of redistribution of wealth.
Yeah, great point. Appreciate the call, Fred. Nice to hear from you. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Bob in Williston is next.
Your call has ended.
Well, thank you for that. Yes. Bob, wow. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to touch base on this solar energy. The technology is great. We need to look into it more. But I worked at a plant that manufactured the raw product for solar panels, and that has got to be one of the worst for the environment places I have ever seen and worked in. All the chemicals and things that go into the process are just horrible and nasty.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, but I would bet there's not going to be an investigation anytime soon about how harmful the construction of the material is to the individuals making it, because the folks in the industry love it, be my take.
Yeah.
But did not know that, Bob. Very interesting point. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from Tioga in the Tioga Aero Center today. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbach.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
MyPillow.com, the spot you'll get a two-for-one pillow if you use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call them at 800-506-9028. That's a special number just set up for our listeners. And when you call, tell them Scott sent you, and you want that 50% off deal and a better night's sleep. You want to stop snoring. You want the sleep apnea concerns to end. Those migraines, Dan, whatever it is that ails you, I tell you, go to MyPillow.com. You'll see a whole list of things that their customers have really benefited from. Most importantly, the most important thing for your health is sleep. And the most important thing for sleep is MyPillow. That's the best deal. What I love most about this, no risk. Because there's a 60-night money-back guarantee. So you get it, you sleep on it for 59 nights, you say, it hasn't helped, it's not doing it for me. Send it back. It's also got a 10-year warranty. It's not going to go flat. So think about that. You buy a pillow, a couple pillows, and there's a warranty on them for 10 years? Wow. There's actually a MyPillow store in Grand Forks at the Columbia Mall. So if you're in that neck of the woods, you can stop by there. But otherwise, it's nice and easy at MyPillow.com or to call 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. MyPillow.com, one of our fine sponsors. All right, let's get through our callers here in our final segment. Live in Tioga today at the Tioga Aero Center, grand opening and fly-in. 3 o'clock this afternoon, the fun starts. Program at 4, free meal at 5, and show and a movie, Planes, the Disney Planes movie at 6 tonight. We're going to have some fun here in Tioga. Hope you're coming. Mike in Dilworth, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, for your solar panels on your roof, you know, the power companies will only give you, let 3% of their accounts be net metering. So when the accounts, when 3% of their customers are pumping energy back into the system, that's it. So like in southern Nevada, they're almost at the 3%. The solar industry will die. That'll be the end of it. They don't want solar energy. It's just public relations is all it is.
Yeah, interesting points, Mike. Thanks. Kate in Western North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Hi. I think Michael Mooney, we demand that he needs treatment for his mental illness.
You want to demand that he gets the treatment?
Yeah, for his mental illness. He chooses this group of people to be a champion for. And who is to decide what's nonviolent? What about the child abusers and rapists and pedophiles? Do they get released as well?
Yeah, good point. She's talking, in case you missed this, we were talking about Michael Moore's tweeting his demands in the middle of the night this week. One of them was wanting every African-American currently incarcerated for drug crimes or nonviolent offenses released from prison today. By the way, he put crimes in quotes, like, you know, drug crimes. Like, anything you do with drugs is a crime, according to him. So, unbelievable.
And if he wants to disarm the police, how many law officers, thousands and thousands and thousands, are going to turn their badge in and quit? And then
you're kidding.
He is going to be taking away the deterrent for crimes. And what's going to happen to society?
As far as
Baltimore, I think that guy thrashed around in the van by himself because he had an agenda. And also in Ferguson, you put those two events together, and the biggest casualty there in both cases is the truth. That's the one we should be mourning.
Yeah, no kidding. And by the way, there is a report out, I think it was Washington Post yesterday or the day before, that another prisoner who was in the same vehicle heard him in the adjacent little cell or whatever thrashing around, and there was nobody else in there with him.
Yeah, so, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't know how you put that on the officers, but now this state's attorney is issuing warrants for the six officers and piling on. Look out.
The attorney, he or she just wants to make a name for himself.
Appreciate the call, Kate. Play a call that had some info on the solar panels overseas and the difference there. Get that one in here, too, before we wrap up.
Hi. As far as the solar energy, the question to ask is how much of the guy from Portland referencing $350 a month income being made off of a solar system on a house, but the question to ask is how much does a system like that cost? I mean, what they're doing in Europe, the government subsidizes heavily these systems, but that's not what we want our government to be doing. That's not what taxpayer money is to be used for, is for investing in solar power systems for residences. And so these systems cost $50,000 up to $100,000 in order to make money like that on a house like he's talking to. And so that's just not at this point, the science hasn't caught up yet to make a feasible option. So, thanks.
When you tax at that high rate, you can subsidize all that stuff, but who wants to be taxed that high?
Tom texts to Todd, an unarmed Michael Moore should drive a solar car through the hood at night in a red or blue shirt. Thank you for that, Tom. And Derek says the Solar Impulse 2, that's the plane that the earlier caller called about, its top cruising speed is 27,000 feet, 56 miles an hour. Would you ride a solar-powered airplane now? Says Derek, very interesting. Okay, let's get Sally in here real quick because we're up against the clock, unfortunately. Sally, give me your best 20 seconds. What's on your mind?
Well, I just was going to say about countries such as Germany, we have deprived them of the responsibility to take care of their own defense for about, you know, six to seven decades. Since World War II, they haven't had to take care of national defense. They've had the money in European countries to indulge in all sorts of
goofy ideas.
With regard to socialism.
Folly. Good point, Sally. We're up against the clock. Good point. We're enabling them. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get, 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. Valleyimports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.